Faster! Faster!
Fifi huffed and flapped her wings as hard as she could. The tiny fairy looked over her shoulder. Yes, Kara still flew only a short distance behind her.
Faster! Faster!
She flapped her wings even harder and flew right into a spider web.
Ick! No! Ah!
She waved her hands through the web and fluttered her wings. Aw,
too slow, Fifi.
Kara giggled as she zoomed past.
Watch out for that cranky spider. Spider?
Fifi spun around in the web and saw more eyes than she could count staring back at her.
Nice spider,
she shivered.
Yotto again.
The spider huffed and cut one of the sticky strands of web that held Fifi prisoner.
Always messing up my web. Go on, get out of here.
Fifi tried to fly, but her wings were still tangled in a sticky mess of web. She tumbled far from the tall tree where the spider repaired his web. She fell down through leaves and bushes until she slammed into the hard ground.
Ouch!
She groaned. As she sat up, she rubbed her shoulder. Then she glanced around. The leaves above were much larger than her. She couldn't see past them.
Kara!
She listened closely for the sound of flapping wings. Instead, she heard a soft cry. She pulled gooey handfuls of web off her wings as she walked toward the sound. She pushed back a large green leaf and saw a ladybug with a wilted pink petal in her hands. Big tears rolled down the ladybug's face.
Oh dear! What's wrong?
Fifi rushed over to her.
It's so sad. So very sad. I can't stop crying.
The ladybug held out the petal.
Can you fix it? I'm sorry.
Fifi took the petal in her hands. She felt how dry and thin it was.
It's natural for flowers to lose their petals. But don't worry. More will bloom. Fairies have magic. You have to fix it.
The ladybug stomped her feet.
Yes, I do have magic. But it's important for the petals to fall. They get the soil ready for the next spring.
Fifi crouched down and ran her fingers through the soil.
See how soft it is? Next spring, it will be ready for new flowers to grow. Listen, listen, listen. You're not listening.
The ladybug stomped her feet again. Then she fluttered past tall blades of grass and disappeared through a tangled bush.
What a strange little bug!
Fifi frowned. She looked at the petal in her hand.
It is a bit early for the petals to be falling.
She let go, and the petal drifted to the soil. She pulled the last bit of spiderweb goo off of her wings. Then she jumped up, ready to fly. Just before her wings flapped, she heard another soft cry. Eager to help, she took too sharp a turn and lost her balance. She fell to the ground with a hard thump.
Ouch!
She sighed.
Just what is that ladybug up to?
She flew up into the air, past the tall blades of grass, past the tangled bush, toward the sound of the cry. As she looked down, she saw something that shocked her so much she forgot to flap her wings. It wasn't until she hit the ground again that she blinked.
Ouch!
She mumbled as she got to her feet. The soil wasn't soft at all. It was hard and dry. Wilted petals covered the ground as far as she could see. Flower stems bent in all directions with no blooms on them. Not even a single blade of grass brightened the space. In the middle of it all, the ladybug cried. She held another petal in her hand.
You have to fix it! My, my!
Fifi gulped.
How could this happen?
She ran her fingers through the soil. It cracked and crumbled like dust. In all of her 10 years, she had never seen anything like it.
It's nowhere near the time for the change of seasons. And even if it were, that is not what this is.
She pinched one of the stems. It bent, then broke.
It's so strange.